Well, the focus then, fulfilling all of those scriptures, would be the little town, little village of Bethlehem. And we go there right now to talk with a pastor there in Bethlehem, Johnny Shuhawan. And Johnny is a very active pastor in the little community of Bethlehem. He has been involved in the community outreach to those who need Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. We've done some television programs with him there. He's been a very important contact for us in the little village of Bethlehem. Johnny, thank you for being available with us as we focus on Christmas for 2013.
You're most welcome, Jimmy. Nice to hear you again.
Thank you so very much. I want to just think out loud with you about the little town of Bethlehem. Now, it is the main focus for the Christmas story. And leading up to Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, we'll talk about that in just a moment, a lot of preparations have been going on. In fact, the truth be known, the only area of the state of Israel that looks like Christmas would be the Bethlehem area, correct? With the Christmas lights and the town fathers getting ready for the great influx of Christian pilgrims coming there to Bethlehem for Christmas Eve. But are you prepared? Is the city of Bethlehem all ready for that?
Yes, we are since 2 months already in preparation for celebrating the birthday of our Lord Jesus Christ in our small town Bethlehem, which stayed in the center of Judea, and it's a town in the today under the Palestinian Autonomy Area. So we are doing lots of preparation, and we as a church are really prepared for this event, especially this evening. We are celebrating as a local church with most of the evangelical churches around and the Christian community celebrating Christmas today. And we are looking forward to serve those people with the love of the Lord that he served us by the birth of Jesus.
Now, when you think about the time of Christmas Eve leading up, of course, to the day that we celebrate for Christmas Day, pilgrims from all over, Christians from around the world gathered there in Manger Square. And that is a great time of celebration, is it not, with lots of choir music and everything else that's going on Christmas Eve?
Yes, there is. There is lots of choirs coming from all over the world, and especially we as a center here in Bethlehem area, we are prepared and we are doing a joint program between the children of Bethlehem area and children from Austria and Germany. We are doing for the second time a musical, Christian musical, The Stars of Bethlehem Visiting Bethlehem Again. And this is the name of the musical. And we are really very excited about all the preparation that has been done and how the reaction will be, because we are expecting about 4,000 or 5,000 people in the Manger Square. And we thank God that we have a good weather today. A few days ago, we have lots of snow in Bethlehem, Jerusalem area. The whole area were covered with about 30, 40 centimeters of snow. So it is good to see again the sun and having a good weather for celebration. It's not just the weather. We are preparing the different activities with prayer. So most of the churches are praying for the area because we would love to see Jesus glorified in the midst of his hometown from his people here who are living in the base of Bethlehem. We'd like to see Jesus is visiting again our town and changing the people here, because we are desperate for changes. The whole situation in the Bethlehem area and all Palestine and Israel, it's really been going through lots of difficulties and difficult situation. But today we have quiet time and we are looking forward for spiritual touch of the Holy Spirit in our area, that Jesus Christ he came to search for those lost souls. And we are doing this work and rejoicing with the angels of Bethlehem and singing with them, glory to God in the highest and peace on earth.
And on Christmas Day, what will the church do? Are you going to have an outreach on Christmas Day, or will it just be a family time?
No, we are doing outreaches all over the streets of Bethlehem. We are distributing brochures and tracts, and we are giving some gifts for the children. But most of all, we are trying to reach them with the gospel of Christ, trying to tell them that Jesus is born because he loves you. That's why we can't stay home and celebrating just with our families. Yes, it is a family celebration, but in the same time, we are people who are responsible in front of God, in the front of other people, that we want to share the message of Christ. That's why we are outside. We are on the streets. We are joining the other Christians around the Bethlehem area who are coming to celebrate with us and reaching out. This is our main goal, to reach out those who are in a desperate need of Jesus Christ, because he is the answer for our questions. He is the answer for our sorrows and problems. He is the Prince of Peace who came and said peace to God in the highest and peace on earth. That's why we are celebrating this in reaching out with other people with the message of Christ, the message of salvation, the message of the birthday of Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Yes, the message of the birthday of Jesus Christ. And from the location where it happened, there in the little town of Bethlehem, not very far from the city of Jerusalem, but it is the only evidence in reality throughout the entire state of Israel, all sections of it, that indeed there is a celebration going on for the first coming of Jesus Christ. And Johnny, you are a testimony in that community, but you, my dear friend, are a testimony to the entire world. We do appreciate your stand for Jesus Christ. May you and your family and your church have a great, great Merry Christmas and a blessed New Year. God bless you. We'll talk again maybe next year at this time.
Thank you, Jimmy, and greetings to everyone who is hearing us with the message of Christ in Bethlehem. Happy New Year and Merry Christmas for all of those who are hearing us. God bless you and have a blessed time. Bye-bye.